I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah. Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Report in a hot bitch, beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah.
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
All right. In Florida, a police officer is suing a dating site for using his photo in one of their ads. Imagine the awkward moment this must have created. This guy is a police officer in Golden Beach in the Miami-Dade County area. His name is David Guzman. He's married, but his photo appears on a Facebook page promoting uniformdating.com, which is a dating site for military members and first responders. It lists him as Jason, 33, and single.
Okay.
According to the report, the lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court in Miami alleges the company used his picture across multiple social media platform advertisements. In one photo that was posted on Instagram, the comments said, "Bulletproof vest? Nah, it's all muscle." The thing is, this guy was never on that dating site.
Well, no, because
he says.
But did he post these things on social media?
No.
Oh.
The company filed a response denying the charges, saying that this man or someone with his information did create a dating profile on the site. The problem is his wife saw the photo and said, "Hey, why are you on uniformdating.com, a-hole?" He told her he had no idea what she was talking about.
I know.
You're like, what?
Andy, you're the face of radiodating.com.
Huh?
You're the face of radiodating.com.
Oh,
why are you on there?
That's the saddest dating site I've ever been on. I've got to.
Can you imagine that?
Oh my God.
It's horrible.
You're literally the hottest guy. You're the hottest guy on radiodating.com.
I know that.
Yep.
Oh.
I'm like Chris Hemsworth on there.
I know.
Just filled with crazies and psychos.
All of that. Oh.
Radio dating.
Radiodating.com.
The words together, it's just
it can't
gives
exist,
me a chill.
Right?
It can't no,
exist.
It does not exist.
I was thinking
no
the exact same thing.
I didn't quite get it. I did.
Radio dating.
No, it leads you to some, I believe, French website. That is La Backroom Gay.
Radiodating.com. Le Backroom Gay.
Depression.
Yeah.
And
Le
Chat Gay. Le Chat de Charme.
I feel like the only thing worse than radio dating would be flea market hookups.
Ooh, wow.
Mm.
Radio Gay.
So this
radio
guy, this guy is married with children, swears he has never used nor had any interest in their dating app, uniformdating.com. He called the company, demanded they take down his picture. He said the company was demanding that he prove his identity before they did anything.
Where did they get the photo?
Well, they're saying that he started a page or someone with his photos started.
He's claiming they just took it off his Facebook page.
So they were on social media.
This is the picture that they were using here of him.
I hate to break it to some people, but aren't they allowed?
Yes, I believe you are allowed. Everything that's on certain social media is fair game.
Yeah,
so don't take pictures on social
media. MySpace, they did this to everybody.
Yeah, they did.
Like, they did this to everyone when MySpace existed.
People have a tendency to think these social media sites are like public parks. or something like a service that somebody's providing just out of the goodness of it. No, dude.
You know what else they think? That if you post up like a paragraph that says, I don't want you to use. You ever seen that? Mm-hmm. Where you're on Facebook for 5 minutes and someone will post.
It's all over
like,
Instagram because they're changing their rules or something.
Like it's if you post this thing, like, oh, then you're not going
to. I do not authorize you to use my photos on gay dating websites. Instagram.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Straight dating sites only.
Yeah.
So what are they changing the what are they saying on Instagram that you can use?
Yeah, like I do not authorize Instagram to sell.
And that doesn't work.
Like
people don't realize that means nothing.
No, it means nothing.
And they have to do anything.
It's just there was one person somewhere that was smart enough to think, you know, if I could just come up with like a hey, I don't authorize you post, I bet it gets shared like a million times.
Yeah,
and it does. It gets shared a million times
people think that it's like they're so stupid. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yes. You click that, you'll use their service.
My wall is you generally full of them.
I'm not sure how often this happens, but if you've been accidentally busted on a dating app somehow, 1-855-954-6969, you can reach out quickly with your story.
I mean, I hope they never get their hands on little bitties pictures because those will sell millions of bags of
catdates.com.
I can use
catownerdating.com.
She's beautiful.
I know.
1-855-954-6969 or text 46969. So what happened here in this situation, according to the lawsuit, they're investigating his claim, but they did find a user profile on their site that matched his actual date of birth and email address. In addition, the company's data show that whoever uploaded his profile visited uniformdating.com only one time to create a profile and never returned. He says it's ridiculous. The company is still using his picture after all this, even after he sent a copy of his driver's license to prove his identity, and they better remove it immediately. It's caused major problems in his life.
People are making a great point. They're like, why was the wife on the dating site?
Well, it came up as an ad, I think.
Yeah, probably. That's what I would have thought, too, but...
You know, imagine your partner pops up as an ad on a dating site, and you're like, what?
Yeah.
What's going on? Amber's like on IndianDating.com or something.
That's amazing.
They're using a picture
amazing.
Of her.
Hmm. You hope your partner would just know that the pictures were taken on social media and not think that you're actually on a dating site.
But when they say that they got his birth date and his email address right, that makes it even more suspicious.
Well,
there's been hacks.
This is the thing, though. They can just go when a lot of people put their birthday. And when they were born on Facebook, you know, they don't lock it down. So you can just click on it and then exactly. Mm-hmm. And then these people just write down that info and they're like, okay.
Yeah.
The guy's probably in like cop groups or something like that. You know, if I wanted to start aliendating.com right now, I could go to the different alien groups I'm in. I could cherry pick the good looking guys. Make a small fortune. In fact, I'm doing that right now.
Okay, you go do that.
Alien.
Someone said, how did one of the captions say bulletproof? No, just all muscle. They must have known he was a cop. Well, he's in a squad car in his cop uniform. It says police on his jacket.
Yeah, he's a cop.
You guys couldn't see the picture, but just explaining it for you here. Diego in Boston, how you doing?
I'm all right. How she doing, eh?
How's she going, Diego?
Hey, prepare to peg.
All righty. You busted your... Jesus, that took a new turn.
It was a mistake on there.
So, I'm on my way to a comedy show with my girl, and we had to pull up the tickets through her email. And I see email accounts for OKCupid. So, I'm like, what's up with this? So she's like, oh, it's an account. I tried to, my friend's boyfriend, we accused him of being gay. So I set up an account to catch him. And I'm like, yeah, right. So I'm like, give me your phone. I go through her phone and she actually had an account as a gay man. So I've been messing with her ever since. Like, oh, yeah, you're going to leave me for a gay guy now. It was crazy, but it just like, we were literally about to argue in front of this the show we were about to go to. And I'm like, no, we're not going into the show until you tell me what's going on. Like, you got an account. Come to find out, she's some gay guy named Sean. and she was trying to set up her friend's boyfriend. It was crazy.
Wow.
But I mess with her to this day. Like, are you going to leave me for a gay guy now?
Yeah. You're like, come on, Sean.
Yeah.
All right, dude, thanks for calling in. That's a best possible scenario there. Someone said I got busted for having a Tinder because after college I deleted the app, but I didn't know you had to delete your profile in the settings. 2 years later, my girlfriend's sister saw my profile on her account. So dumb. So he just deleted the app off his phone, but didn't delete his account. You should know you've got to delete your account.
Yeah, you
got
to delete
off your anything. Account. You can't just delete the Facebook app and you won't exist anymore.
Right.
You'll still be there. Darren, did you bust someone or did you get busted on a dating app?
Yes, sir. This is Darren.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
So I was newly divorced on every site from Christian Mingle to Hot or Not. And I met a girl on POF, actually Oak Park police officer.
Okay.
By the way, we pulled over Andy one time.
Oh, very nice.
Shout out to
Andy. Nice.
Yep, I know. Shout out to Brenna.
Okay.
So I started dating her and, things are going great. Right. And, I'm done on the websites. Her girlfriend tells her she found me on Badoo. Apparently the same Russian guy that owns Badoo owns Hot or Not. So my Hot or Not profile ends up over on Badu, and I had to obviously beg forgiveness. No, what me?
She's a mean one, too.
You know. She's got that side to her, yeah. I think, Andy, you know who I'm referring to?
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Mean.
She's badass, though.
She had him in a headlock.
she's badass.
Yeah. All right, Darren, thanks for calling in, man. You have a good day.
Thanks, you too.
Yeah, that's another thing. Do people go on, like, every site? Like, you put yourself on 15 different sites?
I think a lot of people do.
Yeah. Yeah. You do.
When you're allowed,
it seems like so much work.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just think about some of the crazy sites that I've been on now for 15-something years. Remember you signed me up with that weird...
Booty one, right?
There was the booty...
What was it called?
Booty calls.
Booty calls.com
or something? Yeah, and I took a...
You look like a mentally challenged guy in the photo.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's still up.
It's got. The site is probably dead.
Yeah, the site's got to be dead.
I don't know. How could that site not continue with that great name? Bodycall.com.
You spelled it wrong.
Bodycall.
Bodycall.
Well, it's now HustleBunny.com.
Yeah, it's HustleBunny. Hope I'm not on there.
You probably are. You're one of the hustle bunnies.
But you know what? What this guy's point is, so I sign up as a fake account to get some laughs on bootycall.com. The guy who owns bootycall.com owns 15 other things. He owns like farmersonly.com. He owns, so then he just takes my profile and there's something in the fine print that I didn't read,
right?
And it's like all of a sudden I'm on 25 different things.
Everyone listening should realize anything you post online can just be stolen and used anywhere.
Yeah.
And you probably have nothing that you can do about that.
Yeah. You're putting your life out there.
You are, and that's what happens. James, how you doing, man?
Pretty good.
So someone busted you on a dating app.
Oh, I wasn't particularly busted. Someone used my picture for like a Grindr profile and must have been using my face or something to get like pictures of other dudes or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was brutal. And then
who found you on there?
It was a kid I went to high school with. I actually like played football with him in high school and stuff. And he messaged me and he's like, "Hey, James, I seen you on Grindr and I just wanted to know if you were really down to get down." And I'm like, no, sir.
No, sir. Send.
Not down to get down with you. I am all straight and narrow.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, that's wild, though, because of the double reveal of that.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Like, the guy you played football with is like...
Yeah.
Right, and there's some women that would still be like, right, someone used your picture.
Right.
Yeah, that's what this cop... This cop could be total BS. Mm. He could be a cheater who was busted on here.
The only thing is he only logged in one time. I think the fact that he only logged in one time and created an account, if you're really up to no good, you're on that thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're checking for...
Plus, am I truly going to file a lawsuit against a company that I know I created a profile with.
Right. Yeah, they could prove that easily.
They could track your IP address.
Yeah, right? You're right.
There's lots of different ways they could prove this was actually him if they wanted to.
Yeah.
So you got to believe them that he didn't realize his picture was up there and he didn't create the profile. Someone, my friend, found an ad on Craigslist that my ex-husband had posted for us looking for a threesome. I was unaware and I was pissed. So what would have happened if they found a willing partner? Or was he just looking for bitches and would have been like, sorry, she can't make it? Because they were already exes at that point. Maybe,
yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Woman shows up and like, oh, yeah, she's sick tonight.
Well, maybe you find a girl that's down with that kind of thing. And then you're like, hey, well, I'm down. I know you're down. Why don't we try and find someone else?
Let's get down.
You know?
Someone's slightly different, but my ex woke me up in the middle of the night claiming, hey, I saw you half naked in this pop-up ad.
It's my body.
Really wasn't me. It was someone else, but he was so mad. I, she said, was secretly flattered. Oh, you think that's me?
That's you, woman. Do you think she used her woman mind trick to trick him?
Probably.
It was her, wasn't it?
It was her.
Yeah. That's you.
Someone said, after using Ashley Madison, I was hacked. Got blackmail emails with my real name and other info saying, pay us $10,000 or we'll tell your wife. I was hacked, too.
That happened a lot.
Yep. Same thing for me. They got my email address and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, that's true. They hacked Dave.
I created
his Ashley Madison
account. A fake account for the show while we were on the air.
Yeah, you better get into that because you just left that up there.
I know. Like, I guess I should like clarify.
Goddamn thing. Same thing happened to me. Ashley Madison. I got hacked.
You better explain.
Yes.
We did that for the show.
We created an account for the show, but they got my information, and I got bribery emails, too, and they tried to take over all my accounts. I got warnings from Apple. Someone's trying to get into your account, all that stuff. Sucked. So just be careful. Anything you do online, be careful, because you never know what drama it's going to cause in your life. Coming up right now, it's Bitches Trippin'. A guy tells the cops a woman went stone cold Steve Austin on his ass.
Whoa.
What does that mean? Let's figure it out. Stunner! Stunner!
Uh-oh. Another bitch is tripping.
I guess this is a case of life imitating art. If you consider stone cold Steve Austin to be art,
which we do.
He's a master artiste in the ring.
There's a 26-year-old guy named Cody Lee Havens in Fort Pierce, Florida. The other day, he got into an argument with a 23-year-old woman named Chastity Bodnar. Over the fact that Chastity was apparently drinking too much.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't say what their relationship is. Anyway, according to what Cody told the cops, Chastity got upset, chugged two beers, crushed the cans.
Wow, that's hot.
And then then proceeded to go, as he says, quote, stone cold Steve Austin on my ass.
Oh, hell yeah. That's how it's time for you to have an ass whooping.
If you're not familiar, Stone Cold used to chug two beers at a time after wrestling matches, then toss the cans to the side. It's unclear how exactly Chastity attacked Cody, so we don't know if she used Stone Cold's signature move.
The stunner.
The stunner.
Kick to the gut, Stone Cold stunner.
Followed by a neck breaker. Anyway, she was arrested for misdemeanor battery. Cody also wound up getting arrested because then he fought with the cops who came to clear things up.
Chastity was found with three cans of whoop ass.
There's female Stone Cold for you right there.
Oh, man. Yeah. You don't stop her from drinking.
You can see her mugshot at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
Wow.
We put a link to it there along with Cody's mugshot.
Cody didn't stand a chance.
Cody.
Nope.
Cody.
He's a jobber in this one.
I was just about to say the same thing.
Yeah, Cody's a star.
Got squashed.
Yeah.
Go check out the Bix. DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. Those are my thoughts, not yours. I'm Dave Hunter on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' on You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Something's happening I'm not sure if I want to talk about, because I know you guys will think I'm crazy.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Oh. That's why you're looking at me, because
yeah,
you know that I'm
going
to be
the
one.
Yeah, because I know you will instantly think I'm crazy.
Oh, boy. Well.
We're all a little crazy.
Just now, yeah, we are all crazy.
Something happened? What's happening?
Well, it just happened again, and it's got me a little worried.
Oh, no.
What?
In the bathroom.
Is it? Oh, it's, I thought it was.
I haven't been in there today.
No, it's with me.
Oh.
You getting a boner when you pee?
No.
What?
Bloody stool?
No, thankfully.
What?
I have just recently a couple of times.
Peed all over the place?
No. I've got a really cold dick.
Yeah?
He's got the dead man's dong.
Okay.
No, you don't understand.
Like it's cold?
It's like ice cold.
It's circulation. You're going to have to start wearing a compression sock on your...
You gotta wear a compression condom.
It's got a different name, but
okay. I'm not joking around. Like, it is shockingly cold.
Can we Google it?
You don't want to Google it.
I don't want to Google it. It's gonna mean I have cancer. I've got dick cancer.
No, but it is your dick. Are you noticing any color changes?
Is it more purple?
Is it more purple?
No.
With cold.
It just feels like it's been resting on an air conditioner.
Oh, strange one.
Penis.
Mine's warm as ever right now.
Numb penis. It's not numb, though.
No, it's not numb. It's cold. Yeah. You have to look at...
Chilly. Chilly to the touch.
See, it does come with penile numbness, a cold feeling, but I don't have numbness.
Low testosterone.
Yeah, that's
no,
what
that's
out.
Not. I.
You have low testosterone.
Fatigue is a warning sign of low testosterone.
Hmm. What about cold? Cold.
I think that shrinkage. It's not shrinkage.
You ever get punched and you just someone like just cold cocked you right?
No,
you
know it's not. I mean?
Does that ever happen to you?
I just my testosterone level. I just got checked with my physical. It's perfectly fine. Genital numbness is a sign of low testosterone. But again, it's not numb.
No, you're talking about just cold.
Like it's just freezing cold to the point where I've noticed it now several times.
I think
times
I know what it is, guys.
Is it only here in the morning? Or
no. Think about it. Mine is nice and warm, but it's very close to my body. Very close to my body at all times. Dave's is hanging down.
All right, relax.
It's on its own. Mm. Think about how much blood has to go into 9 inches.
You're running cold lately. Trunk. Like
you are running cold.
You're wearing slippers.
Are you in the same sweater as you've been in for the last.
I have a different one, but
jacket on.
Yeah, I have a little
for days, but you have shorts on. But you wear slippers.
Yeah,
it's a bad.
My extremities get cold.
So you need a.
Is it your hands? Our hands are cold.
You got winter penis. That's what it is.
But it's not winter yet.
Cold.
No. But that's what it basically is in here to him.
Because it's so cold.
Yep. In the fall. Dave's penis goes away.
It doesn't go away. Oh, my penis.
There it is.
Does anyone get a cold penis when running in shorts in the winter? Well, yeah. Because it's the winter and you're in shorts. I'm not in shorts. I'm inside. Well, I'm in shorts, but I'm inside.
Winter penis is here to decrease your erections and make you cold.
We talked about winter penis before. That's a totally different thing. It's when blood vessels shut down because of the cold temperature. Mm. Maybe that is it. But it's not, okay, and it's a little much information. It's not shrinking. It's just like.
I bet it's not.
It's cold to the touch. It's worrisome, though. Like, it's too cold.
I think what it is, to be honest, is that you are cold. Your whole body's cold. When you're cold, blood is transferred away from your extremities. So your fingers get freezing cold. Your feet get freezing cold. Anything that's non-essential. Your body, like, sends the warm blood to keep yourself warm. Your donger isn't one of those things. So I think you're just cold. So there's a couple things going on. Your fingers are already cold. Your Johnson's cold. And then when they touch, you're like, wow, both of these are cold. It makes things seem colder.
That's an alarming thing.
It is. It's not right. It's never felt cold before.
Yeah, that's an alarming thing.
Should I go to the doctor for a cold dick?
I don't know.
I mean,
It's a question only you can answer.
Is anyone else, anybody texting in? They've had some
Lisa,
problems.
I'm really worried.
I turned the temperature up in here. Do you notice? No. Is it a little warmer in here than it?
It's chilly.
I've got to turn the heat up for Dave.
I know for the sake of my.
Dave, come on now.
Turn the heat up for Dave's penis. She was going to say it. We got to turn the heat up for Dave's penis, you guys. Dave's penis is cold.
She's never going to say it.
No,
such
but
a weird
she said Dave's. She just shook her head from side to side. Dave's. This guy said, no lie, I get the same thing, like uncomfortable cold. Yeah, it is uncomfortable cold. It's like my dong was hanging outside my pants on a winter's day.
Right.
All by itself.
All by itself.
Yeah.
Everything else is warmer.
Everything else was tucked up, but I forgot to put my dong away.
Like you fell in boxers on a snow pile. You got up for a minute. Yeah, man. I know, a classic case of Chilly Willy.
Yep.
I felt like it was like old man Dave came out. Like his edit, he just like blunt. He was very blunt with that statement.
Sure was.
He didn't use medical terminology, I'll tell you that.
No, he did not. Nope.
Said,
cold dick. Didn't expect it. I have to say, I didn't expect him to say that.
No.
That's why I stopped myself for a second, because I'm like, do I really want to bring this to these guys? But it, you know me, it'll take it from my brain.
Like something new again, like a shoe or something again.
That's what I thought it was going to be, too, except it's just he's been touching his dong and noticing how cold it is.
But just when I go to urinate.
James, can you tell, could you think... You can tell just how cold it is. Maybe we could get a temperature reading on it.
Right, relax.
I mean, I can. I've got a temperature gun. I'll bring it in tomorrow.
Yeah.
I can use my hands. That's a real good tell.
Yeah.
Good temperature.
That's nope.
I'll grab yours and I'll grab Dave's at the same time.
At the same time, which is colder. Tell.
Yeah.
Yep.
Let's go to Alex, who's with us here. Hi, Alex. Do you suffer from cold dick as well?
Hey, how's it going? It's, the past couple months, I'm only 22 years old, but sometimes it'll just, like, my body's warm, but my penis is cold. It's the craziest thing.
And so have you been puzzled by it, like, worried about it, like I am?
I was concerned, but I also haven't asked anyone, so I don't know if anyone else had it, too. But, yeah, my rest of my body's warm, but my penis will be cold. It's the weirdest thing.
I also think that it could be some kind of, like, the way Dave's sitting. Maybe you don't realize it, but you're cutting off a little bit of the circulation to your own. Maybe your underwear are a little tight.
No, they're not tight. It's the same,
you know,
boxer briefs I wear all the time.
But maybe you just sat a little differently for one segment
of
the show.
How long has this been happening?
Yeah. I just noticed it over the past week or so.
Hmm.
So you're...
Donger's
been cold for a week.
Frigid, but not all the time. Just frigid. A couple of times. And I'm like, it's been so noticeable. I'm like, what is that? What's happening?
You've been living with the secret for a week?
A week, Andy. I was highlighted again when I went to the bathroom.
Yeah. I bet everybody from time to time has had a cold one. You know?
I mean, if you get out of the shower, it's a little cold.
A cold one. You get a cold one.
It's an extremity.
Every once in a while. I feel like I've had a hot one.
Mine's always piping
out. I feel like it's always warm, though. I think you would notice it if it was cold. This guy said, I've had cold dick in the morning. Went to the doctors. I was dehydrated. Not getting enough electrolytes, too much caffeine.
Are you on allergy meds right now?
Yeah.
Someone said certain allergy medication can cause you to have cold junk and cold fingers.
Well, maybe that's it.
That's why you're freezing cold.
Because I'm always cold lately.
Because I'm not cold. I'd like...
It's been really
Dave
cold.
Dave comes in here.
Really?
Yeah,
though?
He thought.
Dude, and I'm a fat guy that
he had to
is
wear a
never
sweatshirt
like I did. I was
gonna take
my pants off. I was wearing a sweatshirt yesterday.
Days.
You were just in a t-shirt and shorts yesterday. Just
well,
like.
you're different.
you run hot.
I usually run hot, and it was crazy cold in here.
It's comfortable today, right?
It's all right today.
It's okay.
Okay, so am I
comfortable this whole time?
Can allergy
turn it up again
medication from my penis?
I don't want you guys to sweat my junk out just because he's got a cold one. I don't need mine to be on. He doesn't need to be in a sauna. That's not a nice work environment for me.
How hot could it get down there? Come on,
sounds nice.
It is nice down there, but it's already at 74 in here. How cold are you, old people?
Nice. It feels cold still.
Just get Dave an electric penis blanket.
Turn it up to 75. It's set at 75.
an electric penis blanket.
What? Yeah, it doesn't feel like 75. It's only actually 70 in here, really.
Oh my God.
According to that thing.
Until I start sweating bullets.
There are some people that are saying it is a histamine response, so it could be my allergy medication. I have fall allergies.
Okay.
It could be tied into that. But God, I've taken this allergy medication before and I've never experienced it.
Make sure you're not using like the palm of your hand to get the outside temperature of it. Just like, you know how you like lay your hand on your forehead?
Yeah.
Use the back of it.
I don't normally lift it up with the back of my hand.
That's I know, why, but I'm saying, that's like, why you get,
really
the reading.
Really get the
oh, it's
so
warm.
True reading.
That's hot.
Gently lay.
I don't know which one is hotter.
Your head or your dong?
Well, I can come in there if you want. You can put your dong around my forehead to see how warm it is.
That's how I take his temperature when he's sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I got the sniffles.
Yep.
I'm telling you, you throw some curveballs, bud.
Yep.
I'm going to get pretty close.
Someone said, Dave. My dick's so cold. Also, Dave, when I urinate. I do go technical sometimes, and other times I don't.
It's so weird.
It's weird. Chris, you have a solution.
I do. How's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh? I worry. Go ahead.
I told him to put on it.
Dave, no worries. So I'm originally from Cleveland, Ohio, and every once in a while, just out of nowhere, I would get a cold dude.
Yeah.
The rest of my body's fine, but it was just freezing cold for some reason, and I didn't really think much of it, but I got a solution to the problem. Move to Florida.
Move to Florida.
I'm done. I'll be doing
Maybe
the show
what
from
it is.
Florida. Perfect. Thanks, Chris.
Dave's just getting so weather. Used to warm climates.
Yeah.
That he's just, he can't hack it anymore.
It's so heartwarming.
First year, it's your donger.
So heartwarming how much you all care about Dave's dong. That's true. It's very nice.
Well, it's a big share. Like, none of us knew that was going to happen.
No.
Nah.
I think it may be the medication.
They didn't tell you. They got to tell you.
That's a weird side effect.
But multiple people are saying.
Wiener,
if you're a tall guy, do you have hair on your fingers and toes? That's a sign of good circulation.
Yeah. Do you have hair on you? I didn't think you had hair anywhere down there.
What are you talking about?
On your toes.
On your toes.
I have it on, like, not on my toes. I have it on the upper part of my foot, just a little bit, just a tiny bit.
I don't know. I feel like you'd feel the cold in your toes. You'd feel the cold in your hands. You'd feel the cold in your...
No, man, you're going to just have to keep an eye on it.
It's great advice. It's great advice.
Just keep an eye on it.
Let us know how it's going.
Like, when you don't know what to say to someone.
Totally.
You don't have any advice. Keep an eye on it.
Just keep an eye on it.
An eye on that.
That's what my doctor says to me. Same advice. Every time I go in there, it's like,
really?
Well, you know what? We'll just keep our eye on it.
Keep an eye on it.
6 months, come back, we'll keep our eye on it. And then we'll go from there. So you're in the keep your eye on it.
Awkwardly, I guess just keep an eye on it.
Keep an eye on that. Really, really watch it.
I mean, I know when I'm going through like blood pressure stuff, they'll say, you know, the best way to do it, Dave, you pick a time in the day and you test it over and over, like for multiple days.
Okay.
So like you need to take its temperature. You need to take its temperature. Stick a little
thermometer. Oh, I'm not sounding myself. We just talked about that. You can't put a thermometer
just
in
just in the end.
No.
You don't have to go deep.
Are
just
you kidding?
The tip, Dave.
Oh, God,
just
that's making tip. Me cringe just even thinking
tip.
About it.
I think you could all do the tip. You know, like one of those mercury, like the other guy did.
I'll lube it up real good for you. I'll make it as less painful as possible.
Mm-hmm. I bet that thing slides right in, Dave.
I guess I'll just keep an eye on
that. Just keep an eye on that. Yeah.
But again, I only brought it out because it was shocking. It's several times now, and it's frigid.
Yeah, it's alarming.
I'll tell you what, if mine was cold like that, I'd like, I'd
call
almost...
Call 911?
No, I'd start to try, I'd try and start a fire with it, you know? Like, I'd try and give it the...
Well, you gotta, it shouldn't be cold.
Okay, all right.
No, you know, like, you're...
I get what you're saying, yeah. You want to warm it up like you're warming up your hands. Mm. Same kind of
like
thing.
I'm spinning it like spinning it like
you're starting like you're starting a stick fire. Like one of those.
All right.
Castaway fires.
Yeah.
Whoa.
You know, getting the ember going. I'm going to try and bring it back to life. I'm not going to let it sit there and die. What'd you do with it? How'd you handle it? You just let it go? You just let them die?
I did linger on it a bit longer just to give it a little warm up. Yeah,
Give them a squeeze. Get some of that cold blood out of there.
Squeezing back.
Light a little fire next to it.
Yeah. Like he's camping.
Yeah, like a lighter.
Put a lighter underneath it.
Like he's...
At least can I borrow your lighter?
He's camping like in Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like a donger like at a campfire. Yep. Yeah.
Make some s'mores.
Make some s'mores.
Who wants a penis s'more?
Get him a little beer.
Yeah.
Hot side.
Maybe one of those socks. Didn't we talk about a sock?
That's what I said.
You did say that. Okay.
Compression sock.
No, well, not a compression.
One of those.
Oh, right.
They do have those like wiener.
Weird.
That
we just talked about
that
it.
That is weird.
Yeah.
That guy, they asked
what's his name? Starts with an M.
The quarterback from whatchamacallit.
Yeah. Yeah. The coolest guy on earth.
Garvin. No, not Garvin.
No, it's Myth. Starts with M.
Gardner.
Gardner?
No, it's not Gardner.
It's Gardner Minshew.
Minshew, that's what I'm thinking.
They asked Gardner Minshew to be the spokesperson for their penis puppets.
Yeah. But they're really just little knit characters. And so you could probably slip one of that. I mean, when you have to start putting a Mr. Rogers sweater on your donger, maybe you should keep that to yourself.
They have the Willy warmers.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe
listeners
I need
volunteer
to get a...
to knit you one if you just send them your measurements.
No, all right.
Nine
inches.
Listener knit me one. I've never put
that's
it on.
True.
Oh, that's right. They do have those Willy warmers. Mm-hmm. They cover your balls too. Or Peter heaters or
they do not
Jimmy jacket
look quality.
They don't. They look itchy. Don't they look itchy?
Well,
you fleece one.
What do you want?
Oh, I like the one that has the removable tip.
Easier to go pee.
Yeah.
I like the shark right there.
It's a strange way to go. You just keep your eye on it.
That shark is.
Can you imagine? God forbid something happened to me and I was rushed to the hospital and I have a shark on my penis.
I bet that would make it weird.
Hold on. What's that like little lion's mane you can buy for it?
This one?
No, down.
Just there.
The genuine possum fur.
Yeah. Why don't you get him a little fur?
Oh, that's like a. Yeah, that's real. It's a genuine possum fur willy warmer, handcrafted in New Zealand.
That's gross.
Yeah,
that's
you just—it's like wearing a scarf on it.
I'm not putting possum
what
fur
else
on my
can
penis.
You get? Why
that's
not?
A good way to get fleas in your pubes.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Yeah, that's how you get.
It happens.
Oh, there's Minions. There's Superman. There's all sorts of different penis warmers.
The snake is awesome too.
Oh,
with
look
his
at
little...
these breast warmers.
I'll tell you what—it's going to go the other way in here if you guys keep having control over this 75-degree heat. Inside this room.
Doesn't feel like 75 in here.
That's what we say now.
Anyways, I'll just keep an eye on it. And
drink you some cocoa. Keep an eye on it.
Start a wee fire.
Guess so. I mean, where's Al when you need him? Al, get this guy some hot oatmeal and a hot chocolate stack. Something to hold in his crotch area.
An overshare, I guess. My penis is super cold.
You know what I have? I have tons of hand warmers. Like, I've got a whole box of hand warmers.
Oh, I have those too, but...
Just put one down in your crotch.
That's a good idea.
It's not that bad.
How hot these things get?
I don't know. His thing's pretty frozen.
Yeah.
You know? Foot warmers get really hot.
Seems like they're getting... You know, you wouldn't want that on your...
When do you start moving into foot warmer territory?
I forgot. Soon.
Yeah.
Soon. To order some.
I just remember.
You know. You're getting there.
Order Dave a box.
See if you can get some for the penis.
Is there about the same size as your feet?
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
Actually, I'll keep an eye on it. If anything else happens, I'll let you guys know.
Dave needs a foot one, though. He can't just get a hand one.
All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
IKEA has had to apologize. They introduced a new jerk chicken dish in their UK IKEA stores.
Okay.
But they've been slammed because they made it using the wrong ingredients.
Oh. When I think of IKEA, I think of jerk chicken.
Yeah, Jamaican
it's
cuisine.
It's so bizarre. Like, they're Swedish. They're your Swedish stuff.
Really, that's really weird.
They added jerk chicken to their UK menu recently. It includes, like, they do meatballs and hot dogs. All of a sudden, they're going jerk chicken. But then they put it out there, and people tried it and said they couldn't believe it. First of all, they say it's made with the wrong things. The Jamaican dish is traditionally made with pigeon peas or kidney beans and typically cooked in coconut milk and topped with spring onions, none of which they did. They just have some regular white rice. They tossed in some regular peas, and then they got a piece of chicken on the side with a little bit of seasoning on it.
Yeah.
And you're complaining? You're at IKEA.
Well, I know, Lisa. Sure. I know.
So weird.
It's exactly how you would assume.
They're complaining IKEA. Against... cultural appropriation. That's what people are saying.
Well, you know what it is? They probably just gave the chef one of their little booklets of how to make jerk chicken.
With a little people?
Nothing written. He's looking at a photo like, it looks, I guess, like rice.
That in there?
Well, yeah.
I guess some chicken with some spice.
It says IKEA is obviously a brand with no diversity around the table. You could have even Googled it and got it right. This is cultural appropriation gone wrong. So IKEA has apologized, saying we are revisiting this dish now.
Well, now they'll just never do anything like that again because you got to bow down.
What kind of world are we living in?
Well, I know, Lisa.
It's a really bad place.
Some people ridiculous. Can't cook. Yes. Some people are bad at this
kind of
thing.
It's mother effing IKEA. It's a Swedish furniture chain.
Like, you just went to a furniture store to eat. Yeah. Think about how dumb that is. You don't go to a furniture store to eat.
And they're complaining about it.
That you didn't get good jerk chicken.
The jerk chicken at IKEA
wasn't authentic.
It wasn't very authentic at all.
Where is it in the UK?
In
IKEA.
IKEA, a Swedish furniture chain in the United Kingdom. They're eating jerk chicken and complaining about it.
But eventually it's going to be, you're not even allowed to cook. No, eventually you're not going to even be allowed to cook Jamaican food unless you're Jamaican.
Yeah. Well, that's bull crap.
That's the way. I mean,
that's bull crap.
Life is getting crazy on yourself.
When you're at your own house, I guess you can do whatever you want.
They say, we're aware our new jerk chicken served with rice and peas created some conversation and in some cases offense. Our intention was to create a dish for many people to enjoy, but we appreciate that we may have got it wrong. We are re-looking at the dish.
Can you imagine you had to write that? The jerk chicken I made caused offense.
No, I can't imagine.
Yeah, we apologize that it started a conversation.
Somebody
it caused offense.
Somebody tweeted, it's literally white rice and garden peas. Did you even Google it? It's Caribbean.
Lisa wrote the review.
Lisa captured that essence of that tweet so good.
Did perfectly.
Lisa should read white girl tweets all the time. Oh my God.
That was awesome.
So disgusting. Stop it. Stop it.
It's crazy that you're like, I'm sorry that food caused offense.
We've really done it this time. We've let down a whole nation.
What
is happening?
Insanity. Someone said that's like someone complaining about ordering food from the Olive Garden.
Right. Exactly.
No,
but
honestly, Chinese food from a Chinese restaurant.
No, because even those, you should get better food at those than a furniture store. It's like the complaining about the hot dog at Home Depot.
Home Depot hot dog.
It's this hot dog isn't as good as other hot dogs.
We understand that our hot dog has caused an offense. wasn't the most sensitive hot dog.
Created a conversation.
You're going to a place that has nothing to do
with food.
You should be lucky you even get that there to eat anything.
Right. So the dudes that I came were like, oh, Erskinebergen, you're going to Erskinebergen, you're going to want to look at this. Look at these people are freaking out about that jerk chicken. I knew it. I knew we should have just stuck to meatballs and furniture.
You're going to buy furniture you have to put together for hours, not to buy jerk chicken.
I've never even been in an IKEA. I have no idea. Oh, whenever we talk about IKEA.
A couple times I've been in there, and it's just a madhouse.
I had an anxiety attack there. And I had to leave.
It seems
terrible.
Like it would give me an anxiety. Every time I hear about it, it's like this weird Swedish place where they give you meatballs.
It's it's gigantic, too.
I guess I would have lost.
I would have eaten something there, but the line...
Oh, my God.
The line to eat was as long as the line to get in IKEA.
Well, have you been
because
there?
It's
now
super
they have
cheap.
A restaurant inside?
No.
The checkout down on the lower level where you can get, like, your hot dogs, your cinnamon buns, your bags of meatballs, and some sauce.
Yeah, but upstairs they've got a big restaurant.
Upstairs they have a restaurant where you can get, like, salmon and probably this jerk chicken.
But it's super cheap. It's kind of like Costco, yeah, right? It's really super cheap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've had lunch there more times than I care to admit.
Oh, yeah.
That way.
Something. Lisa Wade done lost her mind. She did. Well, she's pissed crazy. About this.
Well, it
it's
is.
Crazy that your gas station sushi is deplorable.
Yeah. It wasn't authentic at all. I am offended.
I call this a California roll.
It's just nuts.
I mean, you could say you don't like it. You could say it's bad, it's bland, it's, you know, but to put in...
Cultural appropriation.
To break down the ingredients of stuff. I mean, how many things can you get in life in like a grocery store that says it's Szechuan whatever pork and it's not, it's I mean, not, it's just flavoring.
It's like me walking into an Irish pub. Are you kidding me? Look at this place.
Yeah.
This isn't Ireland, you bastards.
Yeah, like they got their potatoes. They got their potatoes from Idaho.
Right. This is a disgrace.
Please do that now.
I want Dave to go to an Irish pub and do that so bad. They're like, we got a guy freaking out. He said we weren't sensitive about our bangers and man. That's cultural appropriation. I'm Irish, you bastard. We never eat anything at all.
You hear him?
Yeah.
Our beer is much warmer than this.
You know what, though? I will say this. I've been to Irish pubs. And when you see some of the stuff on the menu, you're like, there's nothing Irish on this.
No.
There's
nothing. No.
Because Irish food sucks.
Yeah. I know. I'll admit it. I love it, but I know most of the population doesn't, so it wouldn't sell.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But this isn't even as bland as it should be. Tonight we take the pubs, man.
This had flavor.
You put salt and pepper on that. That's all you need. Oh, too much salt, too much pepper.
I love just screaming, this is a disgrace.
Did you boil this meat? I bet you didn't.
Guaranteed they didn't.
We boil our meat in Ireland.
This beef isn't even carned.
So that's how ridiculous it is now. That's the time we're in.
I didn't expect you to say that.
Yeah, IKEA can't even make damn jerk chicken.
Wow.
Without pissing people off.
They probably had to fire someone. You know what I mean? They probably had to fire someone who was like, you want to try some jerk chicken? That was his only idea. And they were like, dude, you know we got to let you go now.
Everybody freaked out.
That's sorry, man.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.